Renowned composer and saxophonist Tom Scott is in the lineup, as well as Barbara Morrison and the Greatlanders Air Force Band of the Pacific. Catherine Kramer will be tap dancing in the first dance performance the festival has ever had on its program. But Sitka Jazz Festival co-director John DePilatis says the event is about more than the concerts. There are 23 workshops that will run on Friday morning and into the afternoon on Saturday. Classes range from basic jazz theory to learning the art of improvisation.
If you just come to the concerts, you're really not seeing the festival itself, which is, it's kind of like an iceberg, you know, and you see the concerts, but underneath is all of this educational stuff going on. And so Saturday, we've got all these different clinics going on, everything from, you know, very specific Greatlanders working with trombone players to I think our last session is there in the auditorium with just Barbara Morrison and Tom Scott just talking about stuff. You know, we really look for people who are good with students because this is equally as strong an educational festival as it is a performance festival.
Students can attend the workshops as well as anyone who has an all-festival pass. There are free concerts on Thursday and Friday from noon to 1 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Performances by students from Sitka, Ketchikan, Petersburg, Juneau, and Kodiak will start at 6 p.m., and the pros will hit the stage from 8 to 10:30. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.